This is a clean version with the changes made to it. So it's for 2021. The application date of August 27, 2019, obviously, is for the first semester of the 2019-2020 program. And then the application dates for the future we'll figure out. We have struck the language that says that you're required to be within the last 30 credit hours toward graduation. I think it's the changes that were made to the document. In the spirit of my great optimism, I signed all of these things.
Oh, okay.
So,
I'll let you have it.
Okay. And I don't know if you are comfortable signing them today or if you want to sign them and send them to us, wherever, whatever your needs are, we can come in.
That's good to know. Thank you very much. Because specifically, we're supportive of the program. We think it's been a good session, negotiations,
okay,
and listening to all of those things. We feel like we have an obligation because this is a substantial program to present that to our
yeah,
clients, you know, before
yeah,
doing that. So we'd like to do that. Certainly present that to them. Now, because you've already signed these, what is the process that you would like, that you're envisioning? So let's say we go back, we submit this to our membership. They are approving and we're prepared to sign. How would you like that process to proceed in its most expedited?
Well, I think one of two things can happen. We can set a date to get back together,
okay,
just in case we need it,
okay,
for some reason. And then you can sign it then, or you can sign it and send it to me.
Okay. Okay, so
here's the signed copies.
Depending upon ratification or something like that.
Oh, yeah. It's all right, dependent upon ratification. But I think we have a concern that if we give you an unsigned document, and you send that back to us with a change to it, then that would cause concern for the
right,
for the legal. But I think if I sign it, then you can either sign it or you can not sign it. And if you decide not to sign it, then we'd have to get back together.
Okay.
But if we set something and we don't need it, we can just cancel it.
Okay. And did you want to keep the reopener at October 1st? Or I mean, the full books at October 1st are changing?
I don't really have a thought one way or the other.
Okay.
I know what happened this year because we had a shoehorn medium, really short notice to make the deadline. Right?
It's fine by us. Either is fine by us, right? But you all had expressed, you know, wanting a little bit of time to think about things, a little bit of space between that. So it's completely up to you guys.
Why don't we talk to let us have an opportunity over the next couple of days to talk with the people and then
make sure. Okay. Now we usually have. Will you all need like original signed copies of these? Because we usually have two. We exchange signed hard copies.
Yeah, I didn't give you two because I didn't have to. If somebody gives me one, I can do. I can sign two.
Okay, and now I can sign. We can sign both, or if you're fine with digital copies, if we need to sign these.
I can sign.
We could also bring a hard copy.
I don't think I did.
That's the same one.
You know, I don't think I did this one.
Yeah, that was a duplicate.
I think I need another one of these.
Okay.
Okay.
I think.
Which one is it?
Did I give you four documents or five?
I think there's four. I have four documents. So here. There are.
I'm missing one.
Which one do you need?
I got it. I need another one of this one.
There's two MOUs.
That's the change one.
Okay.
Isn't that one just the actual language, current language, right?
So it's a status quo, so right. We don't really need to sign it.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, for that one, it's a status quo.
I got it.
So the one you gave me, you don't have that one.
Now I'm good.
So we've got two MOUs, one for collective bargaining release time, and the other for the clinical professors. We have our salary article, as amended, that you guys put forward this time, and then the just amended
MOU
about
the so report. And so you have a signed copy of the MOU and a clean copy unsigned of the MOU if you wanted to, so you have to put the signed one out.
And everything else is status quo that would potentially still be open.
Yeah.
Mike, did you know that I saw a lawyer in the news today in South Florida who got arrested for drunk driving? Did you see this? And he was yelling, "I'm an effing lawyer." Did you see
this? No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's not on the news. He was melting down and refusing to take.
The next Florida man?
next Florida man. He was the name in his, it was like so-and-so and so-and-so, and he was one of the names, so he was probably about to put a partner somewhere.
I think if I was arrested under those circumstances, the last thing I would say is that I'm an attorney.
Right.
Yeah.
I would get out and say, I'm not an attorney.
If I want to. Yeah, right. It's like there's a funny scene in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, the Coen Brothers movie, where George Clooney's fighting and Holly Hunter says, they said, "Who is that man?" She said, "He's not my husband." Right? Like, that's like her. Like, he's like, I don't know who he is, but he's not my husband.
I love the soundtrack. I have that CD. I still play CDs. Yeah. A few scratches on it. Skips every once in a while.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the second copy. Okay. Kim, do you need another copy of that? I think I might have it. All right.
Should we go ahead and set a date just in case?
I'm pretty flexible.